beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrolok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show, and I am your host, Dr. Vrolok. Well, tonight's podcast is about something called the cosmic all. The term, I believe, was first coined by E.E. Doc Smith in his novel, Skylark Duquesne. Well, the cosmic all is the grand totality of the cosmos, something akin to the Akasha, or the great ether, or ether, and, you know, attributed to other films and stories like Star Wars, its concept of the Force, or as in Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time, something called The Source, and so on. We're essentially talking about the same thing. And I think that the cosmic all is something important in the field of psionics, but for the most part, it is something overlooked or not really referenced in most books on the topic of psionics. And that might be because we read books that dive into the mechanics of radionics and psychotronics and various kinds of magic. But going back to our esoteric roots, we find something called the Akasha or the ether, and this is very representative of the cosmic all. My take on it is that the cosmic all is the source or the grand totality, well, you might say it's the sum of parts, but it's more than that, of all things in the universe that are possible and currently manifested. Well, I'm going to read a little bit of an excerpt from an upcoming manual on the Prayer Board Mini so that we can get a better understanding of this cosmic all and how it's important to psionics. And furthermore, how it's important to the Miraculous Prayer Board. Because you see, folks, when I first developed or innovated this concept called the Miraculous Prayer Board, it didn't just happen overnight. I didn't sit down and think, how do I construct a holy divine instrument? No, it was a life journey that led up to this, which of course there is an ebook on this topic. It's called The Miraculous Prayer Board Guide VPG2. You can download this at vrolok.com/shop. And that ebook tells the story of my coming into the magical thinking and discovering and creating the Miraculous Prayer Board, how to construct a Miraculous Prayer Board, and some things that you can do with it. But to date, most of my secrets or my work, my life work in working with the Miraculous Prayer Board has been disclosed only to club members. So, and those would be students who are enrolled at Vrolok.club. You know, either monthly, every 6 months, or annual membership. So these club members always, they have access to these special documents, my personal journals, audio logs, and how-to videos. But for the public, I'm creating a manual that can then be included as a package with your prayer boards when we make these new prayer board batches that will explain to you what you can use this prayer board for in myriad ways. So that's something to really look forward to. Thank you everyone who purchased a prayer board this weekend, and those prayer boards, they're now sold out. That batch is gone. Don't worry, we will be working on another batch, but it does take time. It's very time consuming to build these. So we appreciate your support. Those prayer boards will be mailed out on Tuesday. Hopefully we will get that out to you and then prepare the next batch. What else do we got in the shop? We have the Psionic Robot book. That's a 6x9 paperback glossy cover, fully illustrated manual on how to build psionic robots, tunable servitors, psychotronic minions. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, I only have a handful of these books left in stock, and in the foreseeable future, I don't see an ETA of when we're actually going to have those printed again. And some of the revisions and other books may be in different sizes. So if you want one of the originals, you should buy it as soon as possible. Cause as I said, I only have a handful of these on me. Okay, so to the topic tonight, the Cosmic Owl and the Miraculous Prayer Board Mini. Without further ado, let us begin. All right, so most people who have read the Vrilok Practical Guide number 2, that is the Miraculous Prayer Board Guide, know about meditating with the prayer board. Or if you happen to be in my Vrilok Insiders Club, you know a lot more. The Miraculous Prayer Board can, of course, be used to operate in the invisible realms, contacting or communing with various intelligences inhabiting those, you know, other realities. Also, we can work with a variety of intelligence and magic patterns and so on and spirits. But before we do that, I usually recommend to my students to sort of bond with your prayer board as a spiritual kin. That is, treat your prayer board in much the same manner as the ancient samurai treated his katana sword. You are essentially a paladin, a warrior of spiritual faith. The next step, of course, would be to, for the initiate, to establish a relationship to the cosmic all. This is the source of all life, consciousness, and power throughout the entire universe. It is the power cosmic. And it is likened to the concept of Akasha, or the ultimate ether, which formed the electromagnetic universe. And from these streams of conceptual forces spawned forth the other four elements which make life possible. We should take a tour right now of the cosmic intelligence system. I've talked about this quite often. And we should do that before we delve into the various intelligence magics that are possible with the prayer board instrument. You know, from there, the initiate may discover that there are many paths in the cosmic order of the universe through which the prayer board can make accessible to you. Let's talk about the cosmic goal. Well, the cosmic intelligence system is the observable order by which the universal operating system establishes consistency of life and conscience against cosmic entropy and unconscious force, aka chaos. Throughout the ages, mystics, shamans, wizards, witches have established some relationship to the natural order of things in the universe. Whether the order of the cosmos was conveyed by the stars and the constellations to these early magic users, or glimpsed by sages by intuitive knowing, the operating system of the universe making itself known is indeed flowing from the great source. We will refer to this all-knowing, all-powerful source of universal manifestation simply as the cosmic all. As a prayer board paladin, the initiate's goal is to first become one with his or her prayer board instrument. Much like the samurai and his sword are inseparable, the prayer board is an extension of the operator's heart chakra. This is an instrument of hope, prayer, veneration, appreciation, adjuration, and, well, miracle working. Your prayer board is inseparable from you. Make thyself one with the prayer board. While moving forward, the operator will establish a relationship with the cosmic all. That is, after we've established that basic relationship with our prayer board, being an instrument of hope, our spiritual samurai sword, then we move on to that relationship with the cosmic all through this purified and powerful instrument that's dedicated to this purpose. Now, there are numerous means by which this can be done, but first and most simplest of methods is to build up from the operator's heart and crown chakra to follow the trail of life force and consciousness back to the ultimate source of mind and spirit in the universe. We do this first by bringing our attention to the energy loop from the prayer board to the hands, and follow the energy running up the arms, crisscrossing the heart, chest, energy vortex, and traveling along the shoulders. And bring this energy up through your neck and to the center of your head, and think your name silently. And then center in this inner voice for a few minutes. Once you are comfortable with locating the center of this inner voice, begin changing that silent chanting to cosmic all, cosmic all, and then allow this energy inside of you to flow back upward through the center of your head to the top of your crown of your head. And you know, it might help to visualize that golden crown radiating with its luminous rays over the top of your head. But essentially, you want to try to sense that connection that you have with your consciousness to where it's coming from, the cosmos, and follow this trail back to the source, and then stay in this realization for a period of time. And then we do this each day and practice this method of communion with the cosmic all. You know, you might experience glimpses of stars or even entire constellations, luminous lands, perhaps past lives, or many other things. So spend some time meditating in this true homeland among the stars in the astral energy universe, and then breathe in the energy and abundance of the consciousness from the cosmic all. You might start by saying something to yourself like, I fill myself with more consciousness. Each breath of light fills me with more consciousness. The consciousness of the cosmic all is within me. And then sit quietly and allow yourself to just let go of your conscious self and trust your prayer board instrument to put you into contact with the cosmic all. You know, don't rush these sorts of exercises. Don't rush the results. Try to relax and allow this journey to unfold for you naturally. And of course, there's many other methods that we can use where we can get into the real psionics aspects, such as working with specific stars, star systems, constellations, and planets, and all kinds of intelligence patterns. But initially, we want to make that connection with the cosmic all. I believe it was, as I've said before, author E.E. Doc Smith was the first to coin that terminology, the cosmic all, in his series, Skylark of Space. And I think it was in his last novel, Skylark du Cain, where he mentioned the cosmic all, which was the grand totality of everything that is, was, and would be in the cosmos. Philip K. Dick, another great author, wrote of a similar concept called Valis, which was the vast active living intelligence system. And I simply refer to it as the cosmic all and the cosmic intelligence operating system, because it's sort of like an operating system. You know, ironically, I had never heard or read of things like, you know, Valis or the cosmic intelligence system or the cosmic all before experiencing all of these paranormal sort of events. But it was sort of like a cosmic calling card sent to me to partake in some great work. And this, along with other so-called paranormal experiences, is indeed what has brought me to all of my students through a rather elaborate string of trials and challenges, learning experiences, and at long last, the title of mentor and master has grown with my name. But having stated this, allow for me to be very clear and share this with you. It's my little secret here. I want for you to understand me. I really do. Like yourself, I am also a student. What I mean to say is, while I am acknowledged by colleagues as a masterful magician and expert in psionics, I actually consider myself an eternal student of the cosmic all. So I want you to realize, or at least I hope you realize, that we are all in on this adventure, this epic journey together, and so shall it ever be. Well, in any event, I think that the miraculous prayer boards are really going to change a lot of people's lives, and so I hope that you'll continue the journey with me. If you enjoy these podcasts, please patronize my shop at verloc.com/shop and read my blogs, learn about psionics, the cosmic all, and the power of the miraculous prayer board, that powerful psychometric infusion instrument. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Let's just call it the prayer board. All right, well, thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight, and until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Verloc, signing out.